God bless
Love
you, everyone.
Talk Radio.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We're having some technical problems right now. Our service will start at 7:30 p.m. tonight. God bless you real good. Tune back in at 7:30. Thank you so much.
Father's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Bless your name, God. Bless your name, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, God. Oh, hallelujah. I'm broken. I'm
broken. Oh, my God. Come on and give him glory. Come on and pray. It's worthy to be praised. Give
Hallelujah. You've joined the Wednesday International Victory Service of the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center, where the broken are made whole by God. Hallelujah. We thank God for all of you that tuned in. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We've been on a special assignment. Hallelujah. And Pastor Peaches is still on special assignment. But praise God, we're here right now. Hallelujah. We rejoice in the Lord because only God can do what he do. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And we thank God for it. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The biblical basis of this ministry is found in Jeremiah, the 18th chapter, in verses 1 through 6. And the word came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, arise and go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause you to hear my word. Then I arose and went down to the potter's house. And behold, he wrought a work on the wheel, and the vessel of clay that he made was marred in the hand of the potter. So he made it again, another vessel, which seemed good for the potter to make it. Then the word of the Lord came unto me again, saying, O house of Israel, cannot I do to you as this potter? Behold, as the clay is in the potter's hand, so are ye in my hand, O house of Israel. Glory to God. Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pledge allegiance to Almighty God, whose heart is the Father, whose face is the Son. Hallelujah. Whose voice is the Holy Spirit, and whose hands and feet is the church. That includes us. Hallelujah. In Jesus' Hallelujah. We thank God for the housekeeping suggestions on this evening. Get your Bible. Get your pen, pencil, your composition notebook, or something to write on. Hallelujah. Get your our communion elements, because we're going to take communion tonight, because it's the meal that heals. It's the meal that gives life, preserves life, revives life. Hallelujah. I want you to go to the ministry website, rymmi.org. Stands for Renewing Your Mind Ministries International. That's our international ministry. And look and see what we want to do and what we are doing in the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ, in the kingdom, hallelujah. Also, we have a GoFundMe page. Go to GoFundMe.com, and then you put in RYMM International, and you'll see us picture of myself and my lovely wife, and you hear what we're doing in the kingdom from the ministry to the homeless to all the other things that we're doing, the daycare center, the new building and all the facilities to minister to God's people, not just locally, not just statewide or nationally, but internationally. Hallelujah. We thank you for joining us. This is an abbreviated service on tonight. Hallelujah. But hallelujah. We thank God. And Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you and we praise your name today. We glorify your name, for you are our everything. We honor your God. We praise your name. For every man, woman, boy, and girl that's listening to this broadcast right now, oh God, we ask, oh God, that you meet them at the point of their need and then give them super abundantly above. We magnify your name today. We glorify your name. We honor your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for making every crooked place straight, every rough place plain, exalting every valley, every mountain and hill, making low, and letting your glory be revealed in the lives of the listeners. In Jesus' name. We pray especially for a young man named Joel. We pray for his new job. He's only been in the country 5 months, but God has already blessed him, but God has more blessings for him. And we call down the blessings of the Lord upon him and his lovely wife. We call the blessings of the Lord from the north, from the east, from the south, and from the west to come upon him in Jesus' name and bless him spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially in Jesus' name, supernaturally, so that he will know of a surety that God has done this thing in his life. We praise your name, O God. We glorify your name today. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Bless you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank all of you that joined us in telling at least one person a day that God loves them and that you love them too, because it's going to mean something to that person. Hallelujah. And we thank God for what you have done to show God's love to others. The word of the Lord says, by this shall men know that you are my disciples, is that you have love one for another. And we thank you, Lord, for these who have shown love. And I just want to share this, too. We have morning worship 7 days a week at 7 a.m. You can join us and share a testimony, words of encouragement or victory, or share a scripture, or you can pray. Hallelujah. The number to call is the conference call number. The number to call is 720-527-5952. And the access code is 103-4545. Again, that telephone number for morning worship is 720-27-5952. And the access code is 103-4545. Hallelujah. I've shared with you that Pastor Peaches is on special assignment. So the Children's Corner in its entirety will return next Wednesday. However, I want to share this with you. Isaiah chapter 11, verse 6. The end of that verse is, and a little child shall lead them. Do not attenuate. That means to devalue the spiritual level of children. Andre Crouch got saved when he was 9 years old. He began to play the piano without any lessons. About 6 months or so later, he received the baptism in the Holy Spirit. And he went on to live a victorious life in the Lord. Your 9-year-old, your 6-year-old, your 10-year-old, your 12-year-old. Sky is the limit for them when they turn themselves over to the Lord, when they invite Jesus Christ into their lives. They, yes, become a new creature also. And the scripture is really true. Isaiah chapter 11, verse 6c. And a little child shall lead them. Lead them in righteousness, in love, in caring, in forgiving. That's the Children's Corner for this evening. God bless you. Right now, there's a meal that heals. There's a meal that gives life, preserves life, revives life. I lift up the elements of Holy Communion. That's what we're talking about. Right now, Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, for the elements of Holy Communion. We ask that you would bless and anoint, sanctify the elements in Jesus' name. We praise your name today, Lord. We glorify your name. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians, the 11th chapter, verses 23 to 30, is our text on today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In the text on today, it says to examine yourselves, and we do just that. We do that in light of the Word of God. The Word of the Lord says, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. So we worship him today, Lord. Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, you are Jehovah Tsidkenu. You are our righteousness and our forgiveness of sins. And Father God, we repent of everything we said, done, or even thought that was displeasing in your sight. Please forgive us for every sin of omission and commission as we forgive everyone of everything they've ever done to us, whether real or imagined. We thank you, Lord, that their names are now written in the Lamb's Book of Life. We forgive ourselves. We hold no grudges, no resentment, no guilt. Hallelujah. We bless your name today, Lord. Your word says, Isaiah 53 and 5, You were wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is upon you. And with your stripes we are healed. 1 Peter 2:24b says, with his stripes we were healed. Hebrews 9:22b says, without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. Revelation 1:5b says, you washed our sins with your own blood. Hallelujah. Ephesians 1 and 7. Colossians 1:14. Matthew 26:28 says, we have redemption through your blood. It's through your blood that our sins are forgiven. So we comprehend, we fully aware, we do understand what the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ has done for us. Now in the text of the day, it also says that he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to themselves. And for this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Well, but who could show that though not? Blessed be God the Lord. We're taking communion worthily because we rightfully deserve the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, we're eating and drinking blessings to ourselves, strength to ourselves, healing to ourselves, life to ourselves. Glory to God. Deuteronomy 30:19b says, I set before you life or death, blessings and curses. Choose life that you and your children shall live. Psalms 118:17 says, you will not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. Numbers 23:19, God, you said that you're not a man that you should lie, neither the son of man that you should repent. But everything you said, everything you've spoken out of your mouth, you shall perform it. Hallelujah, Lord, to God. And Isaiah 55:11, your word will not come back void, but it will accomplish, it will prosper in which it was sent. We thank you, Lord, for your word on today. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. My. Hallelujah. We bless your name today, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. There's one thing, Lord, you put above yourself. It's your word. So we thank you, Lord, for your word on today, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you. On the same night in which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took the bread. And when he had given thanks, we thank you, Lord. In remembrance of you. He broke it and declared, this is my body which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's eat together.
In remembrance of you, we take this cup.
Lord God, we thank you, Lord, for our healing already, O Lord. St. Luke 4:18, Isaiah 61. Verses 1, 2, and 3. Declare that you want to heal us everywhere we hurt.
And every time.
So we thank you, Lord, for healing every area of our lives.
We do this.
Spiritual, emotional, physical, social, and financial. We thank you, Lord, for healing every system of our body. Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, for healing every system of our body. The alimentary system, the cardiovascular system, the endocrine system, the genital system, the integumentary system, the musculoskeletal system, the nervous system, the respiratory system, the urinary system. We thank you, Lord, for healing from the top of our head to the soles of our feet, from inside out, outside in. We thank you, Lord, for supernatural creative miracles right now. Hallelujah, in Jesus. Hallelujah, thank you, Lord. Matthew 15:26. 1 John 3:1-2. 1 John 1:12-13. Galatians 3:26. Psalms 100 says, we are your children and the sheep of your pasture. And healing is the bread of your children. We thank you, Lord, for your healing bread on today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And on the same night, the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took also the cup. And when he had given thanks, thank you again, Lord, he declared, this is the New Testament in my blood. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's drink together. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already in the doorposts and lintels of our hearts. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our homes. Exodus chapter 12, verse 13 and verse 23. Exodus chapter 15, verse 26. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 15. God, you said. God, you said. God, you said.
We take this cup.
When I see the blood, I will pass over you. And none of the diseases of Egypt of the world shall overtake you. When I see the blood. We thank you, Lord. For the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our homes, our families, our loved ones, our jobs, our ministries. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our past, present, and future sins. Of the steps and mistakes, our forefathers and failures, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers us as we sleep, as we travel in vehicles throughout the land, as we work and play, as we walk and talk, as we worship and praise, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost, in the spirit of Elijah and the tears, Christ, we thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, nullifies, brings to naught, makes to naught effect, brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, utterly destroys every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex, every vexation. We call down the fire of heaven in Jesus' name on every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex, every vexation. Fire, 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 in Jesus' name. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already undoes, unties, severs, breaks, nullifies, brings to naught, makes to no effect, brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, utterly destroys every ungodly soul tie. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Thank you. We thank you, Lord, for Holy Communion on today. We remember you, Lord. And because of who you are and whose you are, and what you are. We boldly share our family daily confession on today. We speak for every man, woman, boy, girl in our family, our bonus family, according to Job chapter 22, verses 27 and 28, and Romans 4, 17, 2 Kings the first chapter, Acts chapter 1, verse 8, Romans chapter 8, verse 11. We decree and declare that we are mighty men and women of valor, shaped in the image of God, full of integrity and truth, mighty thinkers in Jesus' name, a lean, clean, spiritual kingdom machine. We know who we are from God's perspective, and we're not intimidated by anything in this life. We're kingdom citizens. We're fivefold ministry gifts. We're gifts of ministry of health. We're brilliant. We're awesome. We're amazing. We're intelligent. We're powerful. We're perfect. We're strong. We're mighty. We're great. We're beautiful. In Jesus' name. Now to him who's able to keep us from falling and present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding great joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever, in Jesus' name. Jude 1, verses 24 and 25. So let the words of our mouths and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our redeemer, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Psalms 19:14. Hallelujah. We thank you for tuning into today's service. It's abbreviated service because we were on a special assignment. But we love you. God loves you. And there's nothing you can do about it. And I want to tell you, you have the victory. You got the victory. You have the victory. Do you want to know why I say you have the victory? Let me tell you why you have the victory. And God bless you all. Tune in on next Wednesday. We'll have a full service. Tune in tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. for morning worship. God bless you all. And the reason why you got the victory, I'm going to play it for you right now. Too. Nothing you can do about it. Have a blessed rest of your evening. Hallelujah.